Train services have resumed at the site of India's worst rail disaster in 20 years. Preliminary reports suggest a signalling system error caused the multi-train collision that killed 275 people on Friday. But authorities have launched a criminal investigation. In Balasore, in eastern India, Umi Kulsum Sharif met families looking for answers.
After searching hospitals and morgues, Mohammad Ashrafil is hoping to find his missing nephew at this makeshift camp in Balasore. 22-year-old Mohammad boarded the Howrah Express, one of the trains that collided on Friday.
I am running around in circles looking for information. The officials want me to accept a body with a disfigured face as my nephew. How can they confirm this? I have been calling all the helpline numbers. There's no help. Now they want me to go to another city to check the morgue. I don't have the money.
Other families have had similar experiences.
There were six of them on the train. We live in the same place. They were supposed to go to Chennai. We found four of them in hospital, but can't find the other two.
The government is under pressure to provide answers. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says a signalling error caused the pileup.
It is about the point machine and electronic interlocking. The change in the electronic interlocking caused this accident. And whoever did it, and whatever other reasons, will be known after the investigation.
The Army, police and railway workers have joined teams from the Odisha State Disaster Management Agency on the ground as the focus shifts from rescue mission to clean-up operation. India's railway network is extensive. More than 12 million people commute by train every day. To reduce travel times, a new Japanese-funded bullet train is scheduled to start running in 2026.
Well, let's go live now to Kulsum. She's in the regional capital, Bhubaneswar, and she's outside a hospital morgue. Kulsum, what's the situation there at the morgue, first of all?
Well, Laura, I'm at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Bhubaneswar. It's about 200 kilometres from Balasore, where the accident took place. Now, right after the accidents, nearly about 200 bodies were brought here because this place has two morgues and the bodies were brought here. So this has a lot of activity. There are ambulances behind me and their families waiting for the bodies of their loved ones to be handed over to them. For those families, it's still a closure. There are many other families who are just inquiring, looking at gruesome pictures, trying to identify their loved ones. So many families still looking to find those missing people. There's a police camp here. Police is helping them. And this is the point, at this entrance, where humans just become numbers, because officials from inside coming out to saying body number 36, body number 54, and the families have been given these numbers, and they have to come and collect the bodies and take them away. It's just hard to speak to anybody here. We just saw a father from Bihar who lost two of his sons, and he's picked up the bodies and he's heading back home to his wife, who's alone at home waiting to see her son's alive, but he's bringing them dead.
That's an absolutely tragic situation. Tell us more about the direction that the investigation is taking, because it's now becoming a criminal inquiry.
Well, yes, the railway minister did say there is an interlocking problem. That's what he said yesterday. But he's also said he recommends a Central Bureau of investigating this entire accident. Well, the accident is huge because it didn't involve just one train derailing. It involved two packed passenger trains, a goods train. So essentially three trains coming together, a massive collision, and we're seeing the numbers of the dead since Friday. So there are answers. The government is under pressure, so they're looking for answers. But having said that, I was looking at a tweet from a railway official who has raised questions about the safety of the signalling system. So it's not like they have no questions that have been raised. To say India has a very busy railway network. We have about 30 million people take trains every day, travelling the length of breadth of the country, and we have thousands of trains. One crash like this raises questions about the safety and the functioning system of an overworked network.
Okay, Umaid Kulthum Sharif, thanks very much for bringing us all the latest there from Eastern India.